You are listening to the number one finance show at this address, Fees Always Win, where it's not just the name, it's the cost of doing business.
What's a rip?
A rip, commission. That's why we work here.
We make huge rips.
No, I don't. I still don't know how it works.
But you and me, the brokers, right, we're taking home cold hard cash via commission.
Right.
No matter whether our clients make money or lose money, the Duke and Duke get the commissions.
The only thing we don't know is your fee.
My fee is the free market.
Your partner.
Hello.
In a week that's not nearly long enough, this is going to be a short episode to fit into a short commute. Ello is down in the Delta, not to be confused with the derivative Delta, which we'll cover down the road at some point. Week 8 of 10 was volatile for stock picks, and if I knew more when I selected the show portfolio, I would have done more and gained a better understanding of common stock indicators and what is earnings per share and price earnings ratio, also known as PE ratio. As with most things, a higher number is an indicator of growth and value. The PE ratio quite simply lets you know how much you could expect to pay per dollar earning per share. You are listening to the Fees Always Win Investment Club show, hosted by Chris and Ello, two investors on a journey to learn more on strategy, indicators, and knowledge to become great investors. You could find us on Facebook, iTunes, and probably every other place where you can get your podcasts. Call and leave a message on our voicemail line, 281-645-9205, and please leave a rating on our iTunes page and give it 5 stars and we will read it on air. For our stock reviews, we're going to start there this week. General Electric is down negative 5% from when we started at 1409, so it has bounced back and it's almost dividend yield time. Micron Technology is down from when we first started about 12% to 4757. Parsley Energy finished the week at 31.93, up 19% from where we started, and Sprint Corporation, down from its last week highs, is down negative 0.37% at 5.28. As we discussed in earlier episodes, stocks are the listing and the shares are the portion that account for the company's valuation. Before going back to the stock performance and price-earning ratios of those respective stocks, a hypothetical. Fees Always Win Hypothetical Corporation has gone public and issued 100 total shares at a price of $10 per share. As a company, there are costs associated with its operations, money to pay employees, buy supplies, procurement, R&D, taxes, and not today, but one day, a possible dividend. The earnings or net income can be calculated once the cost expenses are subtracted from the gross income, also known as total amount received. The earnings per share is calculated by dividing the net income by outstanding shares. In 2017, the company recorded a net income of $200. When divided by the outstanding 100 total shares, the earning per share is $2. Investopedia defines price-earning ratio as an indicator, the dollar amount an investor can expect to invest in a company in order to receive $1 of the company's earnings. This is why the PE ratio is sometimes referred to as the price multiple, because it shows how much investors are willing to pay per dollars of earning. So if the company, hypothetical company, has 100 shares and each share costs $10, and your company has an earning of per share earning of $2, then the price earning ratio would be 5. Investors should only compare PE ratios of companies in the same industries and sectors. As of this recording, Amazon has a current PE of $351.68. eBay has a current PE of $23.37. This is an example of two shares in the same industry with drastically different PE numbers. Higher PE numbers tend to denote companies that will be making more in the future because people are willing to pay a lot of money for the stock, even though they're not making much money, or companies that people overvalue. Lower PE numbers tend to denote companies that will be making less money in the future because people don't want to buy their stocks, even though they're earning money at the moment, or companies that are undervalued. PE scores are one of the factors people use to determine if they should buy stock in a company. It's not the only evaluator, but one of several. If a company made no money or lost money, it has a PE score of NA or undefined, even though mathematically you could determine a PE score that is negative. Back to our stock pick performances and some comparison from other industry-related companies. General Electric has a PE of 1359. A close competitor, Emerson, is priced at $71.93 a share with a PE ratio of 25.78 and also a 2.80 dividend yield. Micron Technology, with the PE ratio of 6.18. In comparison, Semiconductor Manufacturing International Corporation, stock symbol SMI, is priced at $6.81 a share with a PE ratio of 36.11. Parsley Energy, 26.80, is where we started. It's now at 31.93 with a PE ratio of 54.15. In comparison, Cabot Oil and Gas, symbol COG, is priced at $23.10 per share with a PE ratio of 92.4. Sprint Corporation, currently valued at $5.28 with a PE ratio of 2.85. In comparison, T-Mobile USA, stock symbol TMUS, is priced at $56.32 a share with a PE ratio of 10.81. As you can see, some of the higher priced stocks have a lower PE ratio and some have a higher PE ratio than their sector competitors, which highlights the PE ratio is one of many tools to use in evaluating a stock for investment. But it's just a tool, as the PE doesn't tell you the full story. Like Sprint has 5 times the amount of issued shares than T-Mobile. When consolidated, the share price, PE would still be lower due to debt obligations and would explain why T-Mobile is offering to pay for the purchase at a 9.75 to 1 ratio. For every 9.75 shares a Sprint customer has, they would receive 1 share of T-Mobile. Review your stocks. Reference the EPS on the quarterly earning reports. Know the effects of the EPS on the price-to-earning ratio, the PE. And good luck. You probably don't need it, but use what you got. This has been Chris Wooden from Fees Always Win Investment Club, where it's just not a name, it's insight. Good day, good night, good week. Like us on Facebook, leave a review on iTunes. The opinions expressed on the show do not reflect the thoughts of our respective employers, family, or podcast network. We are not licensed by the FTC or SEC. Before acting on information on the website or from the show, you should consider whether it's suitable for your particular circumstance and seek advice from your own financial or investment advisor.